Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday. Noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. Sundays with Andrew Zarian. That's a lot of stuff. And it's Wednesday on the show. And yes, also a lot of stuff to talk about here today. You know what that means on Wednesday. We got AEW Dynamite tonight. We got some Continental Classic matches. We got some face-offs. We got a tag team title tournament semifinal match for the women. And more. And, of course, a busy weekend after that. TNA Final Resolution is on Friday. Ring of Honor Final Battles on, well, Friday as well. Saturday's NXT Deadline. And then Monday Night Raw is Monday, which is the go-home show for Saturday night's main event on December 13th, which is John Cena's final match. So, man, we got a lot to talk about today. And Lance Storm is going to be joining us. So, hopefully, we can talk to him about this new TNA television deal. Have some interviews we got to talk about. TNA President Carlos Silva talked about the negotiations and WWE, and we have more on how this might affect TNA Plus. We got an update on Chris Jericho, his plans for next year, an update on Seth Rollins' injury, which kind of interesting, actually. It's kind of the opposite of what they did last time. NXT, the finalized card after the TV last night for this Saturday's show. We got AEW Dynamite and Raw ratings for last week. Dynamite, I thought, was going to kind of die because normally the night before Thanksgiving, everyone's traveling and the show usually does terrible. Actually did fine. Raw did not do so well, but there's reasons for that. And we'll talk about the NXT TV as well. Lots to get into. We'll kick it off after the break. Observer Live.
Stay cozy, stay home, and still save big online during Lowe's December deal drops. Right now, get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December deal drops on Lowe's.com every week. Lowe's, we help, you save. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska or Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again, and that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway. Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at Columbia.com/infinity.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. You know, we got a really big story about TNA's television deal, but I was retweeting something on Twitter here about the show today, and I couldn't help but note that John Cena Sr. does not like Gunther. You hear about this? He doesn't like Gunther as the final opponent for John Cena Jr.
Well, it's not even officially what's happening.
It's not. But you know, you hear who he thinks should be his final opponent?
No, who?
Who do you think it should be? What do you think John Cena Sr. had to say?
I have no clue. I don't know John Cena Sr.
Well, you think he wanted him to face like a youngster that he could give the rub to, etc.?
He did that already. Did it at Survivor Series.
Well, yeah. Well, this is what he said here. He goes, it certainly wouldn't be Gunther. That's for sure, as far as like who his pick would be. I don't think that's a wise move. I don't think the fans would enjoy that move. Myself, personally, Gunther does not need the rub. He also notes that he's not a fan of the idea of having to pass the torch on the way out. But his four names are Kurt Angle, who's retired and can't wrestle. Adam Copeland, who was signed to the other company.
And can't do it.
Chris Jericho, who is currently signed to the other company and can't do it. And his fourth pick is JBL.
What? Well, I guess that's the guy Cena won his first world title from.
Or did he win?
Yeah, I think he won the...
Although he didn't really give a good reason in the interview. He just said, as a wild card on my part, I'd love to see John Cena face JBL. What? You know what? You know a great final opponent for John Cena is going to be? Is Gunther. He's going to have an incredible match. He's going to go out on a high note. He's going to probably beat the guy, which he should. I would be flabbergasted if he did not. And I think everything's going to be fine. So,
when was the last time JBL had a match?
I don't even know, man. You'd have to go back quite a while. Somebody can probably find out for us. Find out when the last time JBL had a match, please. Somebody in the chat. And let us know here. So, No, I think the answer is Gunther. I think that's who it should be. All right. Well, we do have to talk about TNA's new television deal. And they've announced, of course, that they are going to AMC. Starts January 15, 2026. And what do you know about this, Lance? Anything we haven't reported yet that you can talk about?
You know probably more than I do. I know that we're going live from Dallas on the 15th of January. Please note the new start time of 9 to 11 Eastern, not 8 to 10 like most wrestling shows are or we are currently. So we are an hour later, but we're going live from Dallas. And then 2 days later, we've got Genesis, which I don't even know where it's from.
Now, you don't have to answer this question, but did they mention anything on that call about how much this deal was worth or for how long?
I have no idea. No, they don't. They don't share financials with
me. They probably don't want to tell you that because then you're going to ask for more money. I think it's $10 million a year for 3 years was the impression I was given. I don't know if that's actually official, but I think that's what it is. $10 million a year for 3 years, so $30 million over 3 years. And, you know, they did not mention anywhere in any of this the show going live every week. Did they mention that during the call?
They never said live every week to me. But we're definitely starting live, and I believe the following week we're live, but I don't know the percentage of weeks out of 52 that will be.
Now, you obviously, on the current TNA Impact, it goes live every now and then, correct, on Thursdays?
Yep.
So it sounds, I mean, I don't know this, they haven't mentioned anything, but it sounds to me like this is going to be similar to how it is now. I feel like if they'd made a deal... And, you know, they signed a deal with AMC, and they were gonna start live on January 15th. I feel like if part of the deal was going live every week, it seems like that would have been announced as part of the deal, right? That's what I feel.
That would be my guess. I would expect us to be going live more often than we did in 2025, but I don't know the frequency.
Well... Hopefully for your sake, Lance, it isn't live every week. That's a lot of traveling. That would drastically affect this show. I might have to talk to Carlos Silva. I can't have this happen.
There you go. Outbid him, brother.
I don't know about that, but tell him, come up with a better idea, brother. So anyway, he did an interview, and he said, we did all of the negotiations ourselves, with me leading the charge on the TNA side. Creative Artists Agency leading the charge as our representatives, our partner on the deal. He said that WWE and NXT are very important partners to us. We kept them in the loop. They knew what was coming. They knew about the deal before you knew about the deal. But no, they have their own deals. We got our own deal. So basically he's saying that it's weird semantics. I mean, he did an interview a couple of days ago and he basically said, you know, because somebody had reported that the TNA, WWE... relationship was over once it started. And, you know, he did an interview and he said something to the effect of, we have this deal because of WWE. And I think people, maybe they presume that meant that WWE got them the deal. So now he has to explain that, no, we got ourselves a deal. But obviously, part of the reason we were able to make this deal is because we are working with WWE. But they got the deal. They did all the negotiations. They did the whole things themselves. So this is the biggest, I guess this is the biggest thing for TNA since they lost Spike TV. So
that was a couple years ago.
It was a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Wasn't it like 2014 or something like that? I think it was during a period where I'd already long since given up on TNA. But yes, AMC and AMC Plus, 9 to 11 Eastern. On Thursday nights. No Wednesdays. So that's I think, good. I don't think we need to do all these head-to-head battles. Seems like a waste of time. Tuesday's news. TNA and AMC have signed a multi-year deal. There were some follow-up questions. The Thursday Night Wrestling staple has been available for TNA Plus subscribers, in addition to its soon-to-be former primary home of Access TV. According to a spokesperson for TNA, that will continue to be the case. So you will be able to watch Impact on AMC, on AMC Plus, and on TNA Plus. So If you subscribe, for example, for a year to TNA Plus, like we all did to watch that 20 years ago in TNA, you will not have to also sign up for AMC Plus. If you don't have AMC, you can continue to watch it on TNA Plus. Do not specify where the airing will be live or following the AMC broadcast. It is also unknown if AMC will keep an archive of Impact episodes that air on their network. TNA Plus obviously has, you know, thousands of episodes of, I don't know about thousands, I guess one a year. They got hundreds.
A boatload for sure.
Hundreds of them. I think there's some years that are still not available. Is that right on TNA Plus?
I don't know. It seems pretty extensive when I scroll through to watch the retro shows.
It does, but I somebody had told me that there were years that were missing, starting in like 2008, 2009. They weren't up yet. So, I mean, I'm sure at some point they will be up. But anyway, you can watch a lot of stuff, including, yes, 20 years ago on TNA Impact, which we review on the Brian and Vinny Show for subscribers every Tuesday, which is something to watch, brother. But anyway, as noted, January 15th, Curtis Colwell Center, Garland, Texas. And tickets, I think, go on sale for that in about a week if you would like to attend. It's always, whenever these promotions have been around for, you know, a long time, like TNA has and WWE has, there's always something that's another start to a new era. So we're starting a new era on this one on January 15th. This follows the most recent new era, which was when they rebranded to TNA. And the new era prior to that when they got on, what are we on? What are you on now?
We're on Access. Which Anthem owns.
Yeah, so then... And then the other new era of TNA on Spike, which we're watching right now. So, yeah, that's the update on that. And we'll talk more about that after the break. Plus, Chris Jericho and a lot of other fun stuff. Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us. Chris Jericho says he's still figuring out his next move, but he sounds certain he'll be wrestling somewhere in 2026. I think it's probably a pretty likely scenario. I'm not done yet, he said. Still figuring out everything. We'll see where I end up. Pretty sure you'll see me in 2026 in a wrestling ring somewhere. You know, it's funny because there's been a lot of talk about if Jericho returns to WWE, it would likely be for a retirement storyline, which is, I don't know, man. So we just did the John Cena retirement, and now we're going to do the AJ Styles retirement. And then they actually kind of sort of teased on Raw, like a build towards a Rey Mysterio retirement, because like Logan Paul challenged Rey and basically said he'd retire him, and I don't think that's going to happen yet, but I could see something where, you know, you build up towards Dom and Rey or I don't know. They're sort of teasing that. And then we would add Jericho to the list. Like, that's a lot of people that we would just be like, one after another. This year, it's this guy's retirement. Seems like a little bit of overkill. But if you look at the business that John Cena's retirement has done, maybe it's not such a bad idea.
It's also possible, not saying it is, but you could do an angle program leading to your retirement that isn't a retirement storyline. You could just do your final angle and retire. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah,
the
you
final
could,
run.
But man, if you're gonna make all that money with
it sells
Chris
a lot of
Jericho's last trip to, you know, Seattle or wherever, may as well make the most of it. So, all right. Seth Rollins' injury. This one's really interesting, actually. So, Seth Rollins faked a knee injury this summer. And the idea was we were supposed to believe it was real so that we would then be surprised when he returned early, okay? Well, now he's really hurt, but they're not making this any sort of surprise at all. Now they're saying, yeah, he could be back much earlier. Now, maybe not much earlier, but he suffered the injury in October. On the Rich Eisen show on Tuesday, he said, we're on track. I got the brace off last week, middle of last week. It was nice. It's nice to walk around like a regular person. I'm feeling all right. Nice to be able to get around without the brace. We're on track. We're on track. So
it was his shoulder.
It was his shoulder. But I mean,
so why is he happy about walking around?
I don't know. Maybe you walk around with a brace on, you walk funny. I don't know. But the point is, so I think that it's very likely they're looking to get him back for WrestleMania. And you know, what that match will be. Now, I got a lot of questions about WrestleMania. Like, I mean, Dave seems to think it's going to be Cody and Roman again. But, I mean, I've seen that match. This would be...
A couple of times.
This would be the third time they've been in a main event in the last 4 years. Because they did two singles matches, and they also did a tag. Okay? So, do we really need...
Three main events already. This would be the fourth.
This would be the fourth in 4 years or whatever it's been. Seems like overkill to me. I think a much more interesting match would be Roman Reigns and CM Punk. Or, I mean, they could. I don't expect this to happen. I see this as being one of those things that WWE does where, you know, we're going to give a guy a push, but we got to test a guy out a little bit first. So I actually expect Braun Breaker to not win the title. On the first Raw, the 1 year anniversary Raw on Netflix, I could be wrong, but if he wins a title, then everything changes as well. I mean, you would think if he won the title, at some point you've got to do Roman Reigns and Braun Breaker Battle of the Spears, so that would be a potential match, And then, of course, you've got everybody else involved as well. So we'll see how this works out. Seth, obviously, you know, the original plan before Seth got hurt was Roman Reigns. So, I mean, I guess they could do Seth, Roman Reigns, and Cody, which at least is different. It's not a one-on-one match again. So I'm not sure exactly what they're planning for this year's WrestleMania, but I do expect that Seth is probably going to be back for that show.
Maybe they're promoting that he's going to be back sooner so that you will think he was the hooded figure, and then they will surprise you when it was someone else.
I think there's part of that, but I think the problem here is, you know, when he suffered his injury, his fake injury, when he allegedly blew out his knee, I mean, they did that thing where, I mean, it wasn't just like leaking word. I mean, they tried to work the other wrestlers. They tried to convince the other wrestlers that he was hurt. And, you know, there was even the story, which apparently is true, that, you know, he went to the extent where he put on a brace and limped around and went to, like, his kid's preschool, something or other, in his brace or whatever. And then, like, I don't know how old his kid is. She's like 4 or 5, I think. But the kid told the teacher, "My daddy's faking it." So that was awkward. But anyway, you know, realistically, no matter what they say, like if you're a subscriber, if you've been watching the show, I mean, we knew by Sunday or Monday that it was not a real injury. This one here, I don't think there's anybody who thinks it was Seth Rollins that climbed in the cage. I don't think one single fan anywhere in the world actually believes that was Seth Rollins. So
no,
they can
try to
convince you or whatever.
Well, I think there's people that believe if he's healthy enough, he will be revealed as that person without him actually being the guy that climbed in that night.
It's possible that's what they think. But he's so far away. I mean, even if he's back by WrestleMania, it's still months and months away. And I would think they got to have some follow-up to the hooded guy. And, I mean, you're really going to sit, you're going to sit Austin Theory for another 5 months?
Well, that's my point, Brian. Pay attention.
I am paying attention.
If they tease that he's ahead of recovery, people think it's like, oh, they could pay this off next month. But then they'll end up paying it off, and it won't be Seth Rollins.
The problem is, even saying he's ahead of schedule, we're still talking March. They're not saying, like, he's ahead of schedule for next week.
Well, yes.
They're saying hopefully he's back by March or April.
If he's back by March to wrestle, he can be back on television in February.
I don't know, man. I think it's just going to... They're gonna unmask Austin Theory on Saturday night's main event.
Do you think it was actually Austin Theory who climbed the cage?
It was, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Seemed taller.
Well,
in the outfit.
It was Theory.
Hmm.
And, yeah, but you know what's funny is there was a famous guy called the Ideal Canadian. I don't know if you've ever seen that guy before.
Nope.
But I wrestled him once, and he wore a full black bodysuit. And wearing that suit, he looked much taller and thinner than the person who actually portrayed him. So I think it was the outfit, personally. Made him look tall and skinny. Or maybe it was, El Grande Montez Americano.
Ford.
Who knows? He's athletic. All right, we got some ratings notes here. Dynamite on Thanksgiving Eve, which normally does poorly, actually, because people travel, you know, Thanksgiving Eve. It actually did a fine number, 512,000 viewers and a 0.10. So it actually, I think, did the exact same 18 to 49 and did a little better in viewership than the week prior. And the week prior was a show that was coming off the pay-per-view, if I recall correctly. So finished 6th for the night in prime time. So did pretty well.
Yeah, that's quite good.
Yeah. It's hard to compare. We can't really do year-over-year comparisons anymore now that they've changed to Big Data Plus panel. But
and the Max deal.
Yeah, but that was a good number. Raw, however, did not crack the top 10. However, it is not because nobody watched Raw. Raw actually did fine. It did 3.1 million viewers, which actually was the best the show has done in months. But they did not crack the top 10 because Separate seasons of Stranger Things occupied 5 of the top 10 spots on the list. Stranger Things Season 5 topped the rankings with just under 60 million views. They put up Season 1 through 4 as well, so those all saw a surge in viewership of people wanting to go back. So the number 10 ranked show on the Netflix list did 4 million viewers. So Raw fell out of the top 10 even though it did very well, and it's because Stranger Things just destroyed everything on Netflix for the week. So that's the update on that. All right, well, I guess when we come back, we can talk about NXT. They got a show this weekend. But I should mention that also this weekend there's a show. It's TNA Final Resolution. Frankie Kazarian versus JDC, TNA World Title. And Matt and Jeff Hardy against Tyson and Tyreek. Leon Slater against AJ Francis. Steve Maclin against Stax. Mike Santana and Charlie Dempsey. And Matt Cardona and Mance Warner in a street fight. What do you think about this show, Lance?
I don't like Charlie Dempsey's chances.
You don't like him?
No, but...
What would you do if Charlie Dempsey beat Mike Santana? Are you handing in your resignation at that point? You don't have to answer that question.
Yeah.
But I would. My own resignation for watching these shows. But anyway, that's coming up this weekend. And Ring of Honor Final Battle is also Saturday at NXT Deadline on Saturday as well. And we'll talk about the lineup for Deadline as we go over this this NXT report after the break. A lot happened on the show. I thought it was kind of, kind of the best I can say about it. But, as is always the case with NXT, it certainly had its moments here and there. So we'll talk about it after the break. Observer Live.
Calling birds.
Do they have cell phones?
Well, yeah. They're called calling birds because they have 4 lines of Cricket 5G.
How do they pay?
Oh, easy. Each line is only $25 a month.
Who are they calling?
Beats me. One sec, gotta take this.
Join Cricket Nation and get 4 lines for $25 per month each. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. New lines only. All lines must be selected. Unlimited plan fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. See cricketwireless.com for details.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this.
But actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. Back in the show. Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. Lance, what did you think of NXT last night?
Wasn't a huge fan. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of the Survivor Challenge thing, whatever it's called.
Iron Survivor Challenge.
Yes, I think it's a ludicrous concept. I talked about it when they first did it, that it's not a means by which I would determine a number one contender.
Well, I will say that when they first announced the rules, I was just like, oh my God, what? I was not a fan. But they did that first match and it was like, all right, that was pretty freaking exciting.
Well, you can make it entertaining if you just accept the fact that we're just going to change how wrestling is so there's a bunch of falls in a short period of time when people can make saves. Like the speed title. Like, we watch wrestling for decades, and matches always go longer than 3 minutes. But, oh, we have a speed championship now, and the finishes always happen in like 2.5 minutes. It's like, why? Like, why
would
you...
Except when we determine a speed champion, then they have unlimited time.
Yes, but the fact that you have five people, the ability to make saves, and you have multiple falls in 25 minutes, it's like the chances are, if this were real, no one would ever score a pinfall in that time because saves would happen, and it wouldn't determine anything. Like, you have to accept that it's fake, and we will just have falls happen to make the match entertaining. And I'm told it is entertaining.
Oh, it is.
But it's just unrealistic, in my opinion.
Well, the two highlights of the show, believe it or not, as God is my witness, Javon Evans, what a shocker, and my dear beloved Ava. She had her crowning achievement on this program. So first she's in the ring, and this actually was not very good. They had all the women in the ring for the Iron Survivor Challenge, and they all said their piece. It was very scripted. There was no life really to any of it. And, I mean, the only life was when Kalani spoke and the crowd just went crazy and screamed, shut the F up so loud that they had to mute the sound for like 30 seconds. And then Jacy and her crew came out and we had a big brawl and it set up something for the main event. It existed. It was nothing special. Then we got Thea Hale versus Ariana Grace. Which was really weird because Joe Hendry and Thea are backstage talking. Stax and Ariana walk up. So it's two men and two women. Ariana and Thea get into an argument. And the whole segment ends with Thea looking at Joe Hendry and saying, quote, I guess we're both wrestling tonight. I thought, okay, mixed tag. Turns out she wasn't talking about him. So it's just a singles match.
He was already in the eight man.
Yeah, the match was short. It wasn't much. Stax interfered. The ref caught him, did nothing. So Hendry slammed him on the apron. And then Thea put Ariana in the Kimura and submitted her. And it was just there. So then we had a segment. Sometimes a backstage stage. I do like the backstage segment sometimes, because sometimes they're the best thing on the show. So OTM shows up. They're walking. And they almost get hit by a car. And it's the two Chase U geeks. And
who don't know how to drive a Tesla.
They can't drive. And Andre Chase runs up and says, yeah, you almost ran him over. And OTM looks at Andre Chase and they just say, next time we see those two guys, it's on sight. And they walk off. And Andre Chase then goes up to his guys and he goes, guys, you got to be careful. You got to learn how to drive. What are you doing here? And those guys said, the next time they see you guys, it's on sight. And I don't know what that means, but they seem really angry. All right. I laughed.
Well, as a fellow uncool white guy, I had to look up what out the mud meant.
Well, I know. So then Ava's backstage with all these dudes from the Iron Survivor Challenge. They're going to have a match tonight. And whoever, if the babyface team wins, they get to pick the number for their order of entry in the Iron Survivor Challenge. Way too complicated. So then Mr. Stone shows up with a box for Ava. And she goes, did you open my mail? Because the box is open. And he goes, no, it came like that. And she's like, okay. So then everybody leaves. And this was just one of those things. She pours the contents of the box out. And it's like black paper or plastic. I have no earthly idea what was in this box. And that's the last we ever heard of it. What was in the box? And it's people are going to go, well, it's supposed to be a mystery. I'm like, okay, if she found something in the box and it's going to be a mystery, that's fine. I don't even know what was in the box. So, bad mystery. Tavion Heights and Josh Briggs.
Would it be a better
Briggs.
Mystery if you knew what was in the box?
Well, at least if like an egg came out, we're like, oh man, is Vince McMahon coming back? Remember he was into those eggs at the end of his run or whatever? But it's like, what came out of the box should have been a clue. I don't even know what the clue was. So how does that help? It was stupid. Now, Tavion Heights and Josh Briggs. So they had a match. Tavion won. Briggs then beat him up, so now they got to wrestle again. So they wrestle this time, and they do this. I hate this finish. Tavion hits him with a belly-to-belly. He hooks a leg, but he leans so far back that the guy's leg gets on the rope, so he's an idiot. The referee breaks it up. Tavion's yelling at the ref for doing his job. Briggs clotheslines him and pins him. What a dork.
Well, also, too, like, I don't watch a ton of NXT, but I've seen Briggs more than once now snap the chain from around his neck and go to use it.
Yeah, what kind of a chain is this?
At what point do they stop letting a man wear his weapon to the ring?
You'd think.
Like, they'd check William Regal for his brass knucks after he used them a couple times. You'd think he'd be like, dude, you got to take the chain off. You're not allowed to wrestle with that.
Then we had the worst thing on the show. My God. God bless her. She's improved a lot in the ring. And granted, this is developmental, but Izzy Dame came out to do a promo. And golly, this was exactly like Kalani's promo a couple of weeks ago, where she just had a scripted promo that she had memorized for the last 2 weeks or whatever, and she just recited it. And like, the fans are booing, and they're screaming, and they're doing these chants. She doesn't acknowledge the people at all. She just barrels on through her scripted speech. It's all this, it's like AI wrote the speech as well. It's like this bizarre verbiage. And fans are chanting for Tatum, and she just barrels on through her promo. And then it gets worse. Tatum shows up on the big screen. She's crying. We were great together. It's like, you got beat up by this lady and you're sad about it? I'm so sad. And then Izzy tells her to come out and do something about it. And Tatum didn't.
Yeah, my issue here is it should have been an interview. Like, I don't know why a heel feels the need to go out and explain themselves to anybody.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what a heel does.
No.
But if you had a Mean Gene, a Renee, whatever last name she's using in the moment, a good interviewer that could, A, help the woman in her promo. But it's like, if a reporter asks you, why did you do it? Then it's like, you feel obligated to answer. But to me, as an arrogant heel, I'm like, why do I have to explain myself to anybody?
Yeah, you hate the fans. You spent the whole thing burying the fans. But you believe the fans deserve
to know?
Yeah. This is
where
dumb.
If it was an interview, it would make a lot more sense.
This was dumb. Then we had Fatal Influence versus Sol and Kendall and Lola. And this match actually was all right. Sol ended up hitting the Sol Snatcher out of nowhere for the pin, which was cool. So she pinned the champion heading into Iron Survivor. She pinned JC. And this is now, I mean, it's stupid because she's in the Iron Survivor Challenge where you must win to get a title shot. But she just pinned the champion. Shouldn't she get a title shot now anyway? What does she even need to be an Iron Survivor for?
There's no real need for Iron Survivor.
No, we know who the number one contender should be. It should be Sol Ruka. And then, this escalated quickly. Zarya flies in out of nowhere. She tries to spear Sol, but Sol moves and she hits Kendall instead, and then Sol and Zarya get into a shoving match. Wow. I feel like I missed a month of programming. Then Javon is talking to himself backstage. I agree.
Max is talking to himself backstage, too.
Ricky shows up, and Javon says, I'm sick of hearing I'm going to be champion one of these days. I'm the future, etc. Yeah, join the club, dude. And then they kind of rib each other, and Javon finishes off by saying, you know what, Ricky? You'll wrestle in MSG someday. You've got time. I was like, so this is now a storyline? Do I get royalties for any of this? It's now a storyline. And it actually continues later. Dark State segment. Oba shows up, congratulates the Bookworm for being in the match. And I got to say, I've called him the Bookworm for a long time. But today I will say his real name, Dion Lennox, because he actually cut a heck of a promo. Probably the best promo I've ever seen this guy cut. And when it was over, I was like, man, I kind of actually want to see that match. OTM versus Chase U. It was on site. They killed him. And I'll talk more about this on Brian and Vinny. I got a lot to say about the mustachioed man. Ethan Page, this is a highlight of the show. Ethan is leaving. He's in his vehicle. And he goes, you know, Ava, clearly my services aren't needed tonight. And she says, you know, you haven't defended that North American title since Halloween Havoc. And he goes, well, I'm the best wrestler here. Nobody wants to wrestle me. And she goes, yeah, well, I think there's someone in your car that might disagree. And he goes, ah! And he jumps out of the car. It's Mr. Iguana. And Mr. Iguana steals his car. Okay? He steals his car. So he steals his car and he zooms off. And Ethan screams, are you not going to call the cops? And Ava, deadpan, says, what am I going to say? A reptile stole your car? And as it fades to black, you just hear Ethan go, yes! And it's over. I loved this segment. Loved it! We got a crazy Shiloh Hill segment. This guy's out of his mind. And then Corey Graves wanted to know if he was on any watch lists. Speaking of Corey Graves, it's Dark State versus Miles Javon Hendry and Leon Slater in the main event. And Corey goes on this big rant about how I'm sick of hearing that Javon is the future. This guy's the right now. I'm sick of hearing people say someday this guy's going to be great. He's great now.
Well, he isn't the main event of your show. I would hope so.
You know, I can't figure out if I'm happy about this change or if I'm even more angry now. Like, you guys, it took you 18 months for this, for what was right in front of your face. 18 months it took you to figure this out. At least a year of his career has been floundered doing jack in this NXT. Now you act like, oh, well, that guy's great. He's awesome. Where have you guys been for the last 18 months? I was the only one carrying this flag. Now you're trying to steal my gimmick. So anyway, he was the best thing in this match by far. Place is going nuts when this guy tagged in. Like, I watched this guy's hot tag, and it was like, if you would have called this guy to the main roster a year ago, he would be one of the hottest stars in the entire industry right now. But he's been floundering here. And then, of course, you know, the winner gets to pick their number. Oh, well, you got to make some whatever. So he and Leon, you know, Leon hits the 450. And then as Leon and Javon are standing in the ring, Miles runs up and steals the pin. They have to stand there looking like geeks while this other guy steals the pin, and now he gets to pick his number. I was like, yeah. Well, there's one promotion in the world that has not figured out what to do with Javon, and it's actually his home promotion of NXT. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Alrighty, well, here's a lineup for this Iron Survivor Challenge gimmick this weekend. Miles Bourne, Javon, Joe Hendry, Dion, and Leon Slater. One of these men will be the number one contender for the NXT title. It's got to be Javon. I mean, I realize I joke that they're going to screw it up again, but I mean, Miles Bourne, Joe Hendry, Dion, Leon. I mean, it's got to be Javon. Kendall Gray, Jordan Grace, Sol Ruka, Kalani Jordan, and Lola Vice. I presume. Actually, you know what? Jordan could win this match, and then she has to feud with Sol since they both have a pin over the champion, or one's the number one contender, but the other, they could do something with that.
Is this Saturday or Sunday?
This is Saturday.
Oof, Leon's going to be busy.
Ethan Page versus Mr. Iguana. Yeah, he's working on
Friday and Saturday.
Friday, too, yeah. Ethan Page, Mr. Iguana for the NXT North American title, and maybe his car, for all I know. Tatum Paxley and Izzy Dame. And Ricky Saints versus Obafemi for the NXT title. So that is the plan. You watching that show? Actually, you'll be traveling, won't you?
I'll be working.
Yeah, you'll be working. Oh, they have a taping that night, right?
We have Final Resolution on Friday, and then we have tapings Saturday and Sunday. Maybe Leon's got to come back for Sunday.
That's very possible.
Be all over the place.
All right. Well, listen, we got a lot coming up. We got a special After Dark this afternoon. We will be back live. We'll be talking some true crime, Lance's favorite term, true crime, not this worked crime, true crime. And that's going to be a lot of fun. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline. You can listen to it after you listen to this show. Twitch, YouTube, TuneIn Radio, Sports Byline, subscribe to WrestlingObserver.com, or Apple, Spotify, however you listen. It's going to be a lot of fun, so check it out. I'll be back later on tonight with Dave as well. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.